You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Ah, gentlemen, the last 48 hours has sent the left in an outright frenzy of over-emotional outbursts, and trust me, the collective ringing across all social media platforms has been outright thirst quenching. Oh, I'm loving this. I'm loving it. Now, you guys want my opinion on the Supreme Court and their decisions that they've handed down over the last 48 hours. And like any good DJ, I will accept that request. Oh, this is lovely. I have not seen so many pissed off white people since OJ got acquitted. And they are letting it all hang out. All the collective butthurtery. It is absolutely spectacular. Now, I'm going to talk about both decisions that the Supreme Court made. And of course, both of these articles are very long. So I'm going to get to the meat as quickly as possible. That way I can give my thorough opinion on both of them afterwards. Now let's start off with the first article that was published on the 23rd of June. The Supreme Court expands gun rights with nation divided. In a major expansion of gun rights, after a series of mass shootings, the Supreme Court said Thursday that Americans have a right to carry firearms in public for self-defense, a ruling likely to lead to more people legally armed. The decision came out as Congress and states debate gun control legislation. Now, the key word, legally. Another key word, Americans. It doesn't say white Americans. It doesn't say black Americans. It doesn't say Asian Americans. It doesn't say Hispanic Americans. It doesn't say Middle Eastern Americans. It says Americans. Now, of course, history is going to play a very big part in my opinions on both of these topics. Stand by. About one quarter of the U.S. population lives in states expected to be affected by the ruling, which struck down a New York gun law. The High Court's first major gun decision in more than a decade split the court 6-3, with the court's conservatives in the majority and liberals in dissent. Of course, the liberals would be in dissent. And that right there is going to be another key factoid that I'm going to point out later. President Houseplant said in a statement he was, quote unquote, deeply disappointed by the Supreme Court ruling. I wonder if he had a magical cue card to tell him to say that. And if said cue card, after he said that, told him to go in the back and enjoy some tapioca pudding. Yeah, the fact that he's been seen with cue cards telling him exactly what to do, it is hilarious. However, It is also deeply disturbing. Why? Because now, in my humble opinion, that truly affirms someone else is running the show. And he is literally nothing more than a puppet on a string. It contradicts both common sense and the Constitution and should deeply trouble us all, he said. Well, we know who it troubles. It's not the everyday average citizen. The decision struck down a New York law requiring people to demonstrate a particular need for carrying a gun in order to get a license to carry a gun in a concealed way in public. The justices said that requirement violates the Second Amendment right to quote unquote keep and bear arms. The particular need to be demonstrated is the fact that crime is skyrocketing, particularly in Democratic controlled cities. Talk about common sense. If the criminals are allowed to run roughshod over the law-abiding citizens, then yes, the law-abiding citizens should be legally allowed to carry a firearm. There have been many surveys on prisoners, and these prisoners have said, yes, they fear the armed citizen more than they fear the cop. Hey, these are hardened criminals that have said this. Justice Clarence Thomas wrote for the majority that the Constitution protects, quote unquote, an individual's right to carry a handgun for self-defense outside the home. That right is not a quote unquote second class right, Thomas wrote. We know of no other constitutional right that an individual may exercise only after demonstrating to government officers some special need. Oh, man, the revenge of Clarence Thomas coming to a theater near you. Governor Kathy Hochul, Democrat of New York, said, quote unquote, "This decision isn't just reckless, it is reprehensible. It's not what New Yorkers want." Correction. It's not what those in power want. Has she talked to the average New Yorker? Odds are she has not. Now, mind you, this is the same person who ran on the whole, "I'm all for the Second Amendment," before she got in. And then guess what? Just like a light switch, she flipped. Now, the second article was published on the 24th of June. Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade, sends terminations back to the states. Oh, the collective butthurtery and reeing once again has been absolutely thirst quenching. Roe has fallen, and the fight over terminations in America will now rage on into a new and possibly even more polarizing and divisive chapter. The Supreme Court ruled Friday in Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization that the Constitution does not guarantee a right to termination in one of the most monumentous and controversial decisions over the past few decades. The court's conservative majority overturned the 1973 decision in Roe v. Wade by a vote of 5-4. Roe had stood as one of the most debated rulings in the court's history, revered by many women's rights advocates and reviled by conservatives who believe termination kills a human life. Yes, it does. Quote unquote, the Constitution does not confer a right to termination. Roe and Casey are overruled, and the authority to regulate terminations is returned to the people and their elected representatives. Quote unquote, read the majority opinion. The termination issue will now be decided state by state. Termination will not be outlawed across the country. Some states will now expand access to the procedure. There you go. See, the overly emotional left conveniently forget that part. It's not like it's being completely outlawed. Now, every state can say, look, either yay or nay. Ladies, you still have your choice. However, if you're in a state that says no, here's what you do. You move out of that state. Simple, right? It is just that simple. But, gentlemen, let's hold off on the victory dance. Let's hold off on the victory lap. I know it does put some accountability back into the woman. But, gentlemen, here is where we must be accountable. We have to be careful with our seed in all ways, shapes, and forms. We know women have all sorts of birth control options, which once again, if a woman has a child, ultimately it's because she wanted to have the child. However, gentlemen, this is where we should be fighting to say, okay, if she wants to have this child and I don't want to have this child, then I should be able to walk away from said child. That's always been an argument for us as men. She wants to be able to terminate the child, you know, willy-nilly. But then if she decides to have the child, then we should not be forced to be the father of said child. We should not be forced to pay for said child. Yeah, we should be able to have a financial termination. That's what we should be fighting for. Now, let's go back in history, shall we? As I talk about both of these topics. All right. History. We know that gun control is rooted in racism, which is why the liberals have such a problem with it. As you all know, gun control started being enacted after slaves were freed. Why? Guess what? Freed slaves were not supposed to have arms. Why? Because when you think about, you know, the Klan and all the terrorism that was enacted on freed slaves, the gun was always an equalizer. So yeah, once again, I'm going to point out to the documentary called No Guns for Negroes. Very interesting. Take a look at it. Now, when we talk about termination, termination was also a form of racism. Convenient fact that so many people seem to not want to talk about. Margaret Sanger. Yes, Planned Parenthood was a front for a eugenics program aimed at who? Taking out the black community. Oh, I find it so interesting that people get so goofy when it comes to history. As long as it doesn't affect their feelings, they don't want to talk about it. But yeah, that right there is an extremely important part of the termination conversation that nobody seems to want to talk about. Yeah. Yeah. But how am I going to tie these two things together? Well, gun control and Planned Parenthood were created by who? Democrats. Oh, yeah. See, this has been a two-pronged attack against the Black community for the longest of time. Democratic strongholds have the highest rates of crime, particularly affecting law-abiding Black people. Why? Because when you look at how much crime goes down, particularly in Chicago, where is the majority of gun crime? That's right, low-income, single-mother-ran Black communities. Then you have Planned Parenthood, primarily affecting who? The Black community. We know that Black women have had the most amount of abortions. Sorry, terminations out of any other group of women. You have Black women on YouTube openly say that Black women should terminate young Black boys if they're pregnant with them. And ironically, that person has not been run off YouTube. But yeah, yeah. Both of those programs were targeted at the destruction of the Black community. Now, this is not me making this into a racial thing. However, we have to look at history. Those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. So yeah, as uncomfortable as it is, that is simply the truth. And a lot of people, they want to get real goofy and skirt the issue. But yeah, in regards to both of these decisions by the Supreme Court, oh, the liberals are losing their minds. And I love it. I love it. Yes, the collective butt-hurtery has been thoroughly delicious. And I'm going to keep scrolling social media just so I can see more of it. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read both articles. Let me know what you guys think. And liberals, a major part of your power just went out. Feminism, gun control, terminations. I'm not going to say they've gone out. However, they've been dealt a major, major blow. And guess what? More people are going to wake up. And that's a wonderful thing. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.